Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's something I'd always dreamed of doing, because working as a ranger is quite an unusual job. It's a lot of fun. You get some wonderful moments with wildlife, some strange things, and I've always kind of struggled to explain what it's like in just a few sentences. So it was an opportunity to kind of tell my story and also promote the importance to protect and look after our wildlife.
And you started off at Blakeney Point before you came to Wickham Fen and spent quite a long time there, I think.
I was at Blakeney Point for nearly a decade, actually. I started there as a volunteer in my late teens and sort of really fell in love with ranger work. And it was, yeah, pretty unusual living on the coast in the old lifeboat house out there. Wow. So from spring till autumn, I'd literally arrive there and get off once a week. And it was almost like being on an island because you're surrounded by water at high tide. It's quite remote, but obviously really important for nesting seabirds and also for seals as well.
And when you live there, are you by yourself or are there a group of you living in the old lifeboat house?
Sometimes by myself, yeah. There'd usually be a team of about three of us, but we'd all sort of stagger days off, so that sometimes be the odd night on my own out there. And that's quite amazing, being in a beautiful place with a lovely beach on your own. Is, you know, some people would find it a little bit unnerving, I think, being on their own. But yeah, for me, being a wildlife lover, it was a wonderful opportunity.
And what kinds of things, what kinds of wildlife did you see?
So Blakeney is important for its nesting seabirds, so terns, which are a bit similar to gulls, but a little bit more elegant and obviously a lot more rare. They migrate from Africa, where they spend the winter, and they nest on the ground. Some years there'd be thousands of sandwich terns, so sometimes the UK's biggest colony would be there. So it was a responsibility to keep an eye on those, make sure they weren't disturbed. And then seals are there all year round. But in the winter time, the grey seals have their pups on the beach. So they come ashore for the only time of the year that they're on land, really, for any length. And they just take over the beach. And I don't know, I think there was about 1,000 when I first started, 1,000 pups born, which seemed like an immense number, and now there's about 3,000 or 4,000 born every year. So an amazing spectacle.
And you were able to be involved with the ever so popular Spring Watch, I believe, while you were there.
That's right, yeah. As a ranger, you sometimes get pushed in front of a camera to talk about wildlife, and yeah, it was the seal pups that were a real attraction, because who doesn't love a cute pup? They sound a bit like babies, they look a little bit like dogs, they're wonderful. And so yeah, I got to do a couple of TV things, and that really spiraled for me, and I got to do quite a few things, which culminated in actually working with Springwatch for a few months.
And who did you work with from the Springwatch presentation team?
Well, I was on location in Norfolk with Chris Packham and Michaela Strachan, so I got to see them every day. Uh-huh. I drove Chris Packham each day and got to spend time with him, and also his stepdaughter as well, Megan McCubbin. Yes, his love, and she's kindly written the foreword to the book.
Oh, that's lovely, and she's really coming into her own now as a presenter, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very talented, very likeable, and genuinely she's just as lovely as she seems in real life. And yeah, I think there's great things ahead for Megan, for sure.
So if I pick up a copy of the book, The Unique Life of a Ranger, Seasons of Change on Blakeney Point, just without giving too many secrets away, because obviously people have got to buy the book, but what can they expect to find in there? How have you structured it all?
So it's structured in three sections, really. And the first part is my placement year when I was 19 at Blakeney, because I didn't really know much about the coast. So it takes you along on that journey of getting to know the place, the people that may not know it. Then in the second part, it's about the first summer I spent stationed out on Blakeney Point. So the changing seasons, the changing birds, the changing weather and the changing plants. And then beyond that, there's a whole collection of experiences, because, for example, I was there during the 2013 tidal surge. So that was amazing, the damage that that caused, the power of the sea. So it's a collection of memories and experiences. And throughout, there's that narrative of sort of fragility, but also the sheer wonder of wildlife.
4 years ago, things changed for you because you made a move to Wickham Fen, very different sort of place to be. Tell me a little bit about how you found that.
Well, I grew up in the Fens. I'm a Fenland boy, really. My family are nearby, so it feels very much like being at home. And I'm settled there with my partner and our dog. And I've always loved Wiccan. That's where I sort of fell in love with nature in the first place, really. I love wetland birds. Obviously, I love the birds on the coast. I love the birds at Wiccan and all the wildlife, but also the fact that Wiccan's slowly expanding. We're creating more space for nature, which is so important. And I love seeing people out walking and enjoying the peace and quiet and just appreciating the Fenland landscape. Because some people say, oh, the Fens are flat and boring, but I hate it when people say that because you get wonderful sunsets and it's a fantastic place. It really is.
I think that flat land, when you look out over it at different times of the day, is quite striking. People talk about mountains and things like that, and they're amazing too. But to be able to look for miles into the distance at sunset, it's a fantastic experience, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And my favourite time of year actually is as we get into the autumn. Sunset with a haze, the sound of the birds, and just watching the light changing. It is very magical. Like you say, seeing for miles is a real spectacle in itself.
You started off as a young lad volunteering. So do you get to work with youngsters who are going on that journey that you've been on and hoping to maybe get involved with it full time?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a young lad with us at the moment who's a student. And I think because that's how I started, it's something I'm really, really passionate about, is involving young people. We have a lot of school groups as well. Primary school children come to Wiccan and they can have a day or just a few hours pond dipping and it can change their life. You know, they can really get to love wildlife and experience it, see it that little bit closer. So yeah, I think it's really important that we engage with future generations, and it's just exciting to see people falling in love with the things that I love.
We've had this incredibly hot weather. Do you think people are waking up to the fact that our planet, we need to change the way we live in it?
Oh, I really hope so. I really hope so. And I think so. Yeah. I mean, you can't deny it. It's so obvious now, seeing these conditions and the impact it's having on the environment all around us. It really does bring it home. Yeah. What a summer it's been, you know, these record breaking temperatures. And now, as you say, this sun baked earth being pounded with heavy rain that can't soak away because the ground's so impenetrable. So, yeah, it's really important that we adjust to that, that we learn from that and think that the future might be more like this. And at a place like Wiccan, which is a wetland, you know, it depends on water. And of course, we do get a lot in winter, that's for sure. But it's about adapting to that and kind of, thinking about how we can best respond and how we can best protect those important areas.
I better let you get going because I know you're busy. Thank you very much for coming and chatting to me.
Thanks a lot. It's been a real pleasure.
This is Ian Dayborn.
Cambridge 105 Radio.